And her mother's a that's how come to all these kin folks.
Oh, I see.
And these came, six of them came down from Maryland last week ago and stayed on Monday. And on Sunday, we went to New River School over there for Greville family reunion. And I saw a lot of distant relatives.
Where was your father born?
Right here.
And where was his father born?
Up here about a mile on Jennings Creek.
All right. And now that was your grandfather. You know where your great-grandfather was born on your father's side?
No, I don't. Now, Everett know that. Everett has a history of the family. Everett's mother was a and she and my daddy was first cousin, and his mother was a sister to Everett's grandfather. So we're double second cousins, mm-hmm. which he said made us same as first. Mm-hmm. And he got up a history of the but I don't have it. Mm-hmm. And in that, I think he found out where both are, maybe back as far as our great-grandparents.
Uh-huh. Were. I wondered if you knew, if you know, I mean, now your mother's family came from
Ashe County, North Carolina.
County, North Carolina. But I just wondered where do you think your father's ancestors came from?
Now the way that a woman at Johnson City when I was in school there
go ahead.
Gave me that there was three of the you know in England the word means nobleman next to the king and she said there was three the came across and Peter L. went to Missouri. She had quite a history of that. And then the one back of my father's name was, they was Peter L., David, and John. Mm-hmm. And David was the one back of my line.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of the Davids down yet. My brother, one of my brother's name was David Scott. And they settled in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a woman was here about 3 years ago, I guess. Her husband was a newspaper man. He stayed in Mountain City one winter working on some kind of a book. And she wrote me that they had a history of the out now, but it was $40.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't able to buy one.
Uh-huh.
I figured it'd get cheaper some of these days when they got more published and I'd buy one.
Now, what kind of education did your parents have?
Very little. My daddy, he could read and write and things like that, all right, but they didn't either one have a high school education.
I see. And what was your father's occupation?
Farmer.
Now, is that right?
Farmer? Yeah, just this little section right here.
And did your mother?
Housekeeping was gardening, canning, things like that.
Could you tell me just a little bit about just a little bit about the history of it?
No, I had to give that on the radio one time.
Oh, really?
So, if I can remember, I'll give it on
whatever
that.
Whatever you can remember, we'll be fine.
Well, it was first called I remember his first name was after old Uncle Johnny that had a little post office over here just back across the bridge over there and ran a little grist mill.
Uh-huh.
And then later, when my grandfather and old up here, and Uncle Nat came in here, and Uncle Nat put up a what they call a forge down here. He melted iron ore.
Mm-hmm.
People then dug iron ore out of these mountains and hauled it in with a sled, with a horse or an oxen.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing that he melted and made his pig iron in was called a bloomer.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole place was covered in laurels. We have some of them here yet. Mm-hmm. And that's where they got the name Laurel Bloomery.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people call it Bloomer. Mm-hmm. I get mail today, Laurel Bloomer.
Is that right?
But Bloomery, B-L-O-M-E-R-Y, is the correct.
I see.
Which I think is a very pretty name.
I do too.